Hey everybody, welcome back for Thursday Thoughts. I originally started this video series as a way to kind of share some of my thoughts about competition and karate, about being a coach, being an elite athlete, and things that you can do to help you on your path to that. But this week I'm going to do something a little bit different, and I call this week Weathering the Storm. It's mid-April right now, and there's lots of crazy things going on in the world. Some of us have been separated from our families maybe for a couple of months with maybe no end in sight or no firm end in sight. And some of us may have even lost folks due to the situation right now. And so I talk about this weathering the storm is because this too shall pass, right? It's not meant to be necessarily a pep talk or anything like that. And maybe this is more for me than for you. I'm not quite sure yet. But you have to weather the storm. This will end and the sun will come back out. To help you along that way, you have to find your why. You have to find that thing that keeps you working, keeps you training, helps get you out of bed and on with your day. You know, on a personal level, we've had some family difficulties. Not directly related to this, but the trouble has been exacerbated by the situation. Inability to travel, inability to go see family and things like that. I've had several of our athletes tell me that they're really struggling with the social distancing or the stay at home. You know, they're used to being out, being at school, being in college and things like that, training with their colleagues and their teammates, and this has been pretty difficult for them. And just yesterday, I heard that one of our extended karate family passed as a result of this coronavirus. You know, and I didn't know this gentleman very well, but his daughter is teammates with one of my athletes. And so, you know, there's a lot of things going on out there, but you gotta find your why. You gotta find the thing, whatever it is, whether it's an upcoming competition or a technique that you want to work on or just the routine to get you through your day. You need to find that. And it's okay to have bad days. It's okay to, you know, not be at your best during this time. But you have to fight through that and work through that so that no matter what's going on, you're still putting in the work. Because eventually, things may not go back to normal, obviously, but life will continue, and you need to come out on the other side of the storm stronger, both mentally and physically and technically, than you did going in. And like I said, maybe this message is for myself just as much as for you guys. You know, last week I had a bit of a rough week. We had some bad news in the family and things like that. But you got to wake up one morning and decide that you're going to get off the couch, or you're going to put the video games down, or you're going to get back to work, and you're going to do the things that you need to do, because unless you're just going to give up on that goal, right? So go out there, keep training, find your why. Find that thing that will help push you. You may not be motivated, but you got to find that dedication, all right? So I just got done training, felt good, came home from work, got some training in. So now it's your turn. Go out there. Go get to work, and we'll see you out there.